Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning, Central Queensland. It's Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ. Just gone 3 minutes past 6 a.m. This morning's show is thanks to the Gladstone PopCon 2018 this Saturday. 10 till 3 at the Gladstone PCYC.
So much happening this weekend, Tim.
It's a busy month. It's a busy month, the month of May.
And you may remember that Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yes. You're welcome, because you don't want to fall behind on that one at all.
No, you don't. My mum's birthday is actually today. Happy birthday, mum.
Happy birthday, Ms. Pantu.
Which meant I had to send her a birthday and Mother's Day gift.
Yeah, my mum's birthday is on Saturday.
Yeah.
And her Mother's Day is on
Sunday.
And
does she expect two presents as well?
Yes. Next year, though, she will be Mother's Day and birthday on the same day.
Oh, and she'll still expect two presents.
And she will expect two gifts.
Absolutely.
Typical mum. Jess, really looking forward to the next 3 hours of the show.
Mm-hmm.
After 8:30, we are going to be checking in with our 8-week fitness challenge with Newman Fitness Systems.
I had a one-on-one PT session yesterday, Tim, and I am hurting today.
I had it 2 days ago, and the DOMS really set in.
Yeah. It's always 2 days, isn't it? Yeah.
Do you know what DOMS stands for?
Nah.
Delayed onset muscle soreness.
Oh.
So I've
never heard a term for that.
You mustn't have gone to school. No. That's the only thing I remember from PE.
I didn't do PE at school. Look at me.
All right, fair enough.
Tim, we're also going to be chatting mum advice, because a friend of mine has been given some advice from her mother.
Okay.
And it's interesting. It's not the usual kind of advice that you'd expect to get from your mum.
Righto. That's exciting. Jess, also, I need help from you, and even from Central Queensland, if that's the case, just before 7. I want to tell you if I'm unhealthily in love.
I believe you are, yes.
Well, let's not bank on that just yet. I'll give you a few examples that you can pick from.
Coming up next, I'm always telling you how hangry I can get, Tim, after the show.
You get nasty, man.
And I do. And now I have scientific proof that being hangry is actually a thing.
All right, we'll talk about it next. Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
As soon as 9 a.m. rolls around, Timmy, I usually have to get something in my gob because I get proper hangry.
You are an eloquent lady. Just, I need food in this hole. Insert now, please. Come on, buddy.
You've seen it. You've seen when I get properly hangry.
I think
I can just rip shreds off someone.
Now, this might be the most massive stereotype and generalisation. Women are the most hangry creatures in the planet. Because you know me.
Tread lightly, friends.
You know me. I won't eat from, like I ate dinner last night. I'm probably not going to eat till about 1 or 2, and I'm not going to get angry.
Well, this scientific study has not said anything about women specifically.
But it's directly targeted
at
them.
How dare you? The science has finally acknowledged...
The science.
A lecturer in nutrition and dietetics at the King's College of London,
mm-hmm.
has acknowledged that hunger can lead to irritability.
Sure.
And this is why. When our blood sugars drop, cortisol and adrenaline rise up in our bodies. And those are the two hormones that ignite our fight or flight.
Sure.
Right?
Okay.
So essentially, the hormones that trigger hunger are the same ones that trigger anger and rage and impulsive type behaviors.
Well, the three very important people in my life, yourself, my girlfriend and my sister, all are very similar in your actions when you haven't eaten. And it happens at the drop of a hat.
Right?
One day, like 10 to 5, you're fine. 4 to 5, the world's burning and I'm unhappy.
And
you need to
thing,
chill.
It can happen at the drop of the hat, and I've gotten better, you have to admit, I've gotten better at recognizing it. Sometimes I'll be sassy as and I'll go, you know what? I need to eat something because I'm getting angry.
Yeah. Or I'll throw a donut or a biscuit to your face and just be like, eat this, shut up, because I don't want to deal with it.
Not only does being hangry make you really angry, but also a glucose level drop can make it a lot harder to control your emotions, which is why you start lashing out
like
at everyone.
Science is giving up accountability.
All I'm saying is keep me well fed and I will be nice to you.
Just don't be a dog bloke. Just be a
just
good guy.
Just bring me a BLT. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, well, I'll work that into our next contract. You're right. It's my fault.
It is your fault.
Yet again, it's my fault.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Look, sometimes, Jess, you can get into arguments, quarrels, beefs, and they can last a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, say, you could have a disagreement with a friend and for the next 15 years you might never see them again.
I hold on to grudges.
Yes, I know you do, because you're a filthy, filthy person. But over in China, they know how to handle long-standing grudges.
Right.
Two towns in these Chinese province, Gulong and Bashan, sure. Two towns separated by 6 kilometres, so relatively close.
Sounds delicious.
And for 200 years, over 200 years, there has been a rivalry between the two towns. And people say, if like, you're from one, I'm from the other, we meet and we want to get married, that's taboo.
Oh,
that's
really?
Not okay.
So what
You're
happened?
Banished from the town.
How did the feud start?
Well, this weekend just passed, they had a reconciliation ceremony to stop the beef, stop the quarrels, and transfer over for the economy, environment, culture, and education. They want to focus on building together more
as
than fighting against each other.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But the main reason is because the two leaders for both towns, they got together, which was very rare, and someone asked them, what is this 200-year-old rivalry? And they said, we forgot. It's been passed
Surely
down.
Surely someone's
it's
written
been
it
passed
down.
Down from generation to generation, and it's got to the point where they're going back and they're we actually have no idea why our ancestors were fighting against each
Again.
Other, and now they've signed a beautiful peace treaty.
Put it on a post-it note. Like, let's figure it out.
Killed my wife. So it's beautiful to see Aww. That these two towns can come together after 200 years
yeah.
of beef together, and now just because of an old, I don't know, they're getting back together. It's beautiful, mate. It's beautiful.
I really enjoy it. And look, I'm sure that the kids of the town are really excited because their Tinder pool has just opened wide up.
Yes.
Wide up.
That's the main reason this got over the line. Not education and culture. Tinder sex.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, Ryan Reynolds is on a campaign advertising Deadpool 2.
Yes, it's a movie coming out soon. Deadpool, the first one, was very funny.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
And people would probably remember Deadpool being a bit sassy.
I love it. I love it, man.
Very sarcastic.
It's a superhero that's real.
Yes. Real, honest, and swears a lot.
Heaps.
But his latest ad campaign is actually targeted at the European countries that Deadpool will be released in.
Sure.
And, of course, we are heading into Eurovision, so why not target Eurovision and try and get Canada a spot?
All right.
We've been snubbed by that European sing-song competition thingy you guys lose your s*** over. Our generous gift of Celine Dion alone should earn us an invite. And don't give me that crap about Canada not being part of the European family. You let in Australia, and they're barely on the planet. Well, it stops now, Europe. You've awakened a sleeping moose. All the power of our military. Legally, I have to use air quotes, but traffic cones and affordable health care will be coming at you hard.
Wow. Incredible. Fireworks.
So patriotic.
Maple leaf in the background of the advert.
You've got to check out the full video for yourself at hit.com.au. It makes me want to watch this movie so much more.
I'm very excited, but mate, I don't think Eurovision's that important. We were talking
about. Are you joking?
We were talking about it the other day. I said, all right, we've had our few years of Australia having a go. Surely we're getting kicked out. We're not in Europe.
No, Jessica Mowboy is representing us this
year.
Yes,
why?
And they are pretty confident she's going to make the top five.
Well, every year an Australian's made the top five
mm.
since we've been in it. But we're not in Europe.
Well, this is the first time Jessica Mowboy will actually be competing. So the first time she went to Eurovision, she was just performing.
An ambassador.
And then after that, they went, let's let them in. Why not?
It's Australian music reality television. So Judah Kelly's next year. Judah, we wish you the best luck. Voice winner from last year.
Check out more of what's trending right now at hit.com.au as well.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Imagine rocking up to work for an 8-hour day, but instead of staying 8 hours, you knock off a few hours early.
How few are we talking here, Chad?
I'm talking rolling in at 9 a.m. with a hot coffee.
Sure.
And walking out at 2 p.m. ready to hit the beach and get some sun.
Sounds like a great day to me.
Right?
Everyone always assumes, and look, I wish it was the case, that we start at 5. That means we get to finish at 9 a.m. And that's, we work 4-hour days. Absolutely not. We're still required to do the standard 40, 50-hour week.
The reality of it is we start at 4:30 and sometimes we're not out of here until 2 p.m.
And that happens, and that's okay. Because, but in our defense as well, if we can finish at 11,
yeah,
we'll go.
We're absolutely out of there.
I'm not sticking around.
Well, this is what one firm found in Hobart, Tim. A Hobart-based financial firm.
I love Tassie.
The CEO of the firm said, look, you know, I want to spend some more time with the family. His wife was pretty sick, so he started leaving after only five hours. He started doing half days.
Sure.
Realized he was still getting the same amount of work done as his eight-hour day.
I imagine it changes your mindset to be, I've got a fair bit of time to do this work today. I've only got 5 hours, and now I'm more proficient.
Yeah, so he dropped his hours down, but the work was still getting done. And it made him go, you know what? Maybe we could do this for the entire company. Wages are still the same.
That's good.
But you get a five-hour day. Everyone gets to leave while the sun's still up. And his employees will be happier, right?
Yeah.
They trialed it for 3 months. And at first, there was a couple of, you know, hiccups with clients and stuff, figuring out their new hours. But he said it's been over a year and the benefits were felt almost immediately.
That's great.
So, I mean, this is something that we, it could be a cultural shift that could happen in Australia.
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
Where we start at 9, everything closes by 2, and everyone's a part of it, then no one will feel left out.
I think right now, I know there's probably unlikely, but 13, 12, 16, if you have this structure where you're working 9 till 2, give us a call, tell us all about it, because I think that's fantastic. And I think moving forward, because it doesn't really affect us.
So we'll be out of here by 10 a.m. today.
Mate, I'm out of here at 8. You got the last hour by yourself.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Jess, I'm in a relationship with another person called Jess.
Yep.
Love her guts out.
Yeah, you
big
do.
Big old lover I am.
I don't think I've known you as a single person and I've known you in this relationship.
Yeah.
And, I mean, different person, leaps
different
and
person,
bounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, at hit.com.au, there's an article right now, 19 signs your addiction to your partner is very unhealthy. And I want to go through a few of these.
Okay, so how many do you have to get?
Let's just gauge. Okay. Let's just have a bit of a gauge on all these. You can't be happy without them.
Yes.
You think because I'm using you
your
to gauge.
Your girlfriend went away for 2 weeks and you were miserable for 2 weeks.
I was miserable.
You were miserable, mate.
I was less happy than what I am when she's around.
Miserable. That one is true.
You spend nearly all your money on them?
Yes.
I barely spend money on me regardless, so that was always going to be an easy win. You can't enjoy anything away from them. I disagree.
Yeah, that one I disagree with. You do have a lot of fun.
I have heaps of, I can make fun out of making chalk and cheese. I don't know how to do either of those, but I have fun with it.
You do come up with a lot of really crap games.
Like the clap in time game.
Yeah.
I win that all the time. You lose. You're not good at your job anymore because of them.
Ooh.
Aggressively disagree because I'm the best.
Your job performance doesn't fail.
So
we got 3 out of 5.
Five. Without them, you feel like life would be meaningless.
Yes.
Oh, if I thought of losing it, that's a kick in the shin.
Totally. You had a dream that you lost it the other day, and that one kicked you for 6.
Oh man,
for a couple of days.
Dreams can change your life, and it's not okay. when they're at work, you can't cope. I'm pretty chill with that.
She went away for work for 2 weeks, and you couldn't cope.
Look, I handled myself worse than what I wanted to. And spending alone time makes you scared. I don't get scared. I just get angry.
Yeah. I'm going to say...
That sounds like the Hulk saying.
Yeah, I just get angry. No, you're addicted to your girlfriend. And maybe we need to have an intervention. I don't know.
Oh, I reckon it's healthy. It's not unhealthy. It's healthy. Love does things, man.
It does.
I'm no doctor. Well, I am Dr. Love. Oh, no, I've really backed myself into... I need to chat to Dr. Love. Have a full-on session with Dr. Love.
Chat to yourself?
Yeah. That's healthy. It's Tim and Jess. Oh, no.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Beef Australia Beef Week is going absolutely crazy in Rocky right now.
It's going wild, and we're very lucky right now to be joined on the phone by the CEO of Beef Australia, Dennis Cox. Thank you very much for joining us, mate.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Dennis, this must be your absolute Christmas this week. Oh, are you just loving life?
I certainly am. You know, we work on this event for 3 years. It's only held every 3 years. So I sort of starve myself, probably the last couple of weeks. But breakfast, lunch and dinner, we're eating delicious beef. And they've got a fantastic lineup of chefs. And boy, they're so talented. It's just delicious.
We got to come down on Monday. And I believe it was a very good crowd for you that day, even with the drizzle.
Oh, magnificent it was. 25,000 people attended. You know, what's great is we've got a lot of new people coming to our region. We've got over 1,000 international guests from over 40 countries. But people are coming from near and far, meeting people from Western Australia, from Tasmania. Yeah, and they're loving life up here in central Queensland.
So what are some highlights for you of Beef Australia, the Beef Week highlights
for
you?
Yeah, look, I love seeing all the cattle. You know, there's 3,000 head of cattle. They represent 32 different breeds, and they're the best of the best. You know, like, they've got them primed to their best condition, and the producers are so proud of them. So I like seeing the cattle competitions. But I also do enjoy the dining side as well. And see, some of the chefs we've had here, the Iron Chef, we've got Curtis Stone, Matt Galinsky, you know, just a fabulous lineup of chefs, and they've been cooking up a storm in the Celebrity Chef restaurant and doing cooking demonstrations as well. So that's great. And 500 trade sites, so some good shopping to be had. We're fitting ourselves out with new boots and new caps and new everything.
It's incredible. We were very lucky to chat to Pete Evans yesterday, and especially what he's about with the organic side of the beef industry. It's great to see this many people heading out and wanting to be involved in Beef Australia Week.
Oh, that's right. You know, and it's a cliche, but there is something for everyone. You know, we've got 30 food trucks, 6 restaurants, 3 bars, and, you know, all that great shopping opportunity as well. But there's non-stop entertainment up on our main stage. Where possible, we try and support, like, a lot of local talent. And, gee, we're lucky here in central Queensland, you know, some of the acts we've got.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they're sounding fantastic. You know, so you can just relax on the lawn and walk amongst the great food trucks, pick something out to eat and listen to some music.
Well, you've still got a chance to get down today and tomorrow as well. And then, of course, the big beef gala on Saturday.
Yeah, the big beef gala ball. That's the black tie do on Saturday night. And we've got 1,200 people going to that. So it's a nice way to finish it. And I know that hopefully I can have a sleep in on Sunday.
Well, mate, the work is absolutely showing off. We're really looking forward to the next 3 years. We wish we didn't have to wait that long, but we really appreciate everything you guys bring. So thank you very much. The CEO of Beef Australia there, Dennis Cox.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
The internet is a beautiful place.
Sure.
Say
some corners of it.
The last decade and a half have been wild for technology.
Yeah.
Going from, like, my Moto, hello Moto.
Do you have
and
a Motor
Razr? 3310 that could have one song on it.
Yes.
We've come a long way where at the moment on my iTunes, I've got well over 20,000 songs, which does beat my hello Moto.
Mm-hmm.
But Google has come out at the moment. Google, obviously, the biggest search engine, one of the most well-known media companies and brands in the world.
Well, yeah.
Almost as big as Coke.
The search engine is what they're most known for, but Google do a lot of other businesses behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. And Google is releasing something at the moment. It's kind of like if you've got an Apple iPhone. It's kind of like Siri.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Google AI, and at the moment they're using it. If you have anxiety with phone calls, they have this system where you can essentially set up your Google AI to book an appointment for you. I've got an example of an appointment of Google AI booking a haircut for like, say, I want a haircut.
Yeah.
But I'm anxious on the phone. I can get Google AI to do it. Here's an example.
Hi, I'm calling to book a woman's haircut for a client.
That's the robot.
I'm looking for something on May 3rd. Sure, give me 1 second. Mm-hmm.
That was the robot.
Oh, my God.
Sure, what time are you looking for around?
At 12 p.m.
We do not have a 12 p.m. available. The closest we have to that is a 1:15.
10 a.m. is fine.
Okay, what's her first name?
The first name is Lisa.
Okay, perfect. So I will see Lisa at 10 o'clock on May 3rd.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Great. Have a great day. Bye.
So the person on the other line, they called them back and said, did you know that was an automated robotic system? And they said they had no idea.
Well, because, I mean, she even went, mm-hmm.
Yep, sounds great. So there's even, like, she even bartered. So I do believe you, like, I'm not sure about how the settings go, because obviously you have to sit there and sort of
Responses. It would almost take more time to set it up than to actually call yourself.
I understand that there is that anxiety there. I can't relate to that not making phone calls anxiety, where it's like, oh, I feel so nervous to call and book an appointment or something like that, because I just boop-a-da-boop, done, get it over and done with.
But wow, I mean, if that's possible for booking an appointment, how much further can we take this?
Well, me and you aren't going to have a job in 5 years.
Yeah.
Because Google AI, she stutters less than I do during the weather. It'll be heaps better.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, the days of cashless discounts are coming to an end.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm saying
at businesses, okay.
Governments are targeting $50 billion in what they're calling the black economy.
Sure.
So any cash payments over $10,000 are going to be banned from July 1st, 2019.
I don't know. I get it, but I don't.
Well, apparently there's just a lot of businesses, a lot of shady deals going on of a lot of cash in hand money being exchanged. And the government wants to stop that because apparently a lot of people are leaving that out conveniently on their tax details.
Look, I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked.
Neither am I.
That's why I always make a point to only spend $9,800 in cash when I buy my groceries. I do a yearly shop and I just spend all that money on groceries.
Mr. Morrison said in his budget speech, this will be bad news for criminal gangs, terrorists, and those who are just trying to get a cheat on their tax or a discount for letting someone else cheat on their tax.
Essentially, shifty rifties.
Yeah.
He's after the shifters.
The shifties will be, look, not taken care of come July next year.
Hey, if you have an opinion on that, get in touch with us. We'd love to hear what you have to think.
Don't encourage the shifties 13, 12, to get in touch 16, with us.
Shifty McGee's, give us a buzz.
You can check out that story as well as everything that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Hit CQ's Mother of the Year. Thanks to Gladstone Yacht Club. Open daily for lunch and dinner by the water.
We will be crowning the Mother of the Year for 2018 here in Central Queensland this Friday, Tim.
That's right. Gladstone Yacht Club is hosting a very special formal evening. We have many things to give to all the mums. We're going to have a bit of fun. We're going to celebrate mums heading into Mother's Day this Sunday.
I'm going to hopefully get a few mum hugs, Tim.
Well, that's the thing. My mum just so happens to be in town, which is uber rare.
Yeah.
So I feel like you're a little bit left out. So I've got something organised for you, buddy.
So
don't you worry.
Well, look, before all that...
Don't think I'm bringing your mother up because I cannot afford that. Love you, Loretta. Happy birthday.
I want to talk about mum advice, Tim, because often mums give the best advice.
Yeah.
But sometimes their advice can backfire severely.
Well, that's the thing. But you always know that mum advice is coming from a good place. Mm. It might not be the most sound actual wording, but the advice in itself is coming from a good spot.
And I feel like a lot of people can relate to this, Tim, in that as you get older, you realise your mum is right so much more often.
Oh, yeah.
And I just, like, I hate how much my mum has been right about so many things.
Well, that's their job, to be right. And mums are fantastic. And the one piece of advice that my mum has always given myself and my older sister from probably the ages of 18 onwards. So we didn't get much advice as kids.
Right.
But as we got older, and I still hear it every single time we go out to a family dinner, anytime we have a family outing.
Oh, God.
It's Mads and Tim, don't do shots. That's mum's advice.
It's a great piece of mum advice. Excellent
No matter
advice.
What is... Guys, just don't do shots. Nothing good happens from shots.
No, absolutely not. I agree with your beautiful mother, Bernadette.
Yep.
She is incredible. Yes. No shots
genius.
For anyone.
Genius move.
A friend of mine, her mum has always quoted, since she was like a kid, like I reckon she was about 15 the first time her mum dropped this on her.
Sure.
Phoebe, if you dress like a nun, you get none.
Oh.
It's supportive.
Yeah.
A little inappropriate, but effective.
Mildly inappropriate. See, again, it's coming from a good place because she wants, when you get through all the dirty layers of that, she just wants her daughter to find love.
And this is it. Like, usually, mums will have those little quips, those little pieces of advice that stick with you.
Passed down from generation.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you to have a kid and get your mum advice out there.
I have absolutely turned into my mother already.
Oh, no.
Like, it's alarming at the rate that I am turning into my mother.
But hey, 13, 12, 16, mum advice.
Mm.
The best, the worst. Give us a call. Let us know your mum's best advice that she ever passed down to you. That might not sound great with words, but the meaning behind it is important
powerful.
And full of love. 13, 12, 16, tell us your mum advice.
all week long this week in the lead up to Mother's Day, Tim, and of course our big event, the Hit CQ Mother of the Year Awards this Friday.
Thanks to Yachty's Club in Gladstone. We're very excited to crown the first annual Mother of the Year for Hit CQ. But mums bring us incredible things. They bring us love, they bring us hugs, and they bring us awful, awful advice.
A friend of mine got some advice from her mum when she was quite young. Phoebe, if you dress like a nun, you get none.
Yeah. I was just saying
helpful advice
before that song. Mum's advice to me and my sister as we got older is never do shots. Mm. Don't do shots is a catchphrase. But also, it's not really advice. It's more of like a mum's trick. It's like if you add ice to white wine, it lowers the alcohol content.
I don't feel like
that's true. No, mum, it just adds the water. But mums can't be wrong. It's mum's advice, so mum's the word.
Absolutely.
So on 13, 12, 16, we have been asking for this great advice that you get from your mum, and we've had Sally from Rockhampton call through on 13, 12, 16. Sally, what's some great advice that your mother has shared upon you?
She tells me not to swear because I'll never get married.
Oh, right.
Where's the correlation between swearing and marriage?
Hang on. Sally. Sally, is your mum a bit of a wog? Like...
Maybe, yeah.
All right.
It's a wog thing.
Is this something that...
Yeah, my mum's absolutely said the same thing to me.
No offence, Sally and Jess, but you are the largest swearing family I've ever seen in my life. I don't want to sound offensive here, but is wog culture more swearing acceptable?
Because it's like, you know, you're not ladylike, right, Sally?
Yeah, that's exactly what my mum says. If you swear like a sailor, no one's going to want to marry you.
I love how no matter, she'll like, it starts off as if it's going to rhyme and then it's, and you won't get married. It doesn't need a rhyme if it's true, in my opinion. But, Sally, it sounds like your mum's really hoping, but again, it's coming from a good place.
Are you in a relationship right now, Sally?
No.
Okay, well, maybe you need to listen to your mum. I'm going to listen to her because clearly that's where I've been going wrong.
Yeah. Thanks for your call, Sal.
Thanks.
No worries,
See what
buddy.
I mean, Jim? Little gems. Yeah. I'm going to stop swearing now.
Righto. And in 5 minutes, that promise will be broken.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, we have been on a very big journey thus far. It is less than a month until our hashtag HitCQ baby is due.
I went back and did some research on when we actually kicked this off.
Yep.
I believe it was the 8th of February.
Oh, wow.
This started on the 8th of February, so we're going for about 3 months now, which is very, very ludicrous.
In exchange for a block of caramel chocolate...
Of course.
Stacey called through and said, hey... My baby is, I think she was 13 weeks, 26 weeks along
Something
at
along
that point. And I want you to name it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's a girl or boy just yet, but we'll find out soon.
Yeah.
Found out it was a boy. We've named him Little Bo Timothy.
BT for short.
With thanks of a big spinning wheel.
Yep.
And now we decided, you know what? It's Mother's Day coming up. Mm-hmm. So why not speak to the mother?
Yeah.
Of our baby's mum.
That's right, because we are hosting a baby shower, not this weekend, but the following weekend. Mm-hmm. And she joins us on the line right now, our Hit CQ baby mama's mama, Cheryl Lee. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. How are you?
We're good.
What better way to celebrate Mother's Day this Sunday, Tim, than having the mother of our baby's mum on the line? Of course, we have Stacey's baby shower coming up in a couple weekends now. Are you excited about that, Cheryl Lee?
Oh, yes. Yes, very excited.
It's going to be, we're going to have so much fun. We're jazzed to be there. Now, we want to get your thoughts, because obviously this has been a very different way to name a child. What are your thoughts on Bo Timothy as a name for Stacey's new son that's coming very, very soon?
I quite like it, actually. I reckon it's very nice, especially Bo, because the granddaughter actually wanted Bo for the name.
Oh, lovely.
That's nice.
Yeah. So, no, and Bo Timothy sounds really nice together. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And look, we're so excited to celebrate with you and with Stacey and the rest of the family. We always feel like we're part of the family now, Cheryl Lee.
Trust my daughter to find something to get in just a... block of chocolate.
Yeah. So we are going to be having the baby shower in a couple of weeks. We're actually going to do a call out right now and see.
We're going to get some help.
If anybody wants to bring anything along to the baby shower or
so
donate any gifts.
We can do like
gifts.
A hamper package. I know this is, we're trying to keep this a secret. Yes, we're broadcasting on live radio, but Stacey hopefully has got her ears plugged right now.
It is Central Queensland's baby, Cheryl Lee, so we want to give everyone a chance to contribute if they want to the baby shower.
Sounds good.
But we just wanted to say hello to the Hit CQ baby's mama's mama, and because we're really excited to come and hang out with you at Joel Cafe next weekend.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
13, 12, 16. Give us a call. Yeah. If you have a gift idea or... So, you know, we're not baby people, Tim. You and I don't have children, so we don't even know what to get for this baby shower.
No idea. Apparently dog food is a no-go.
Any ideas you have for the baby shower, any gifts you want to contribute, give us a call right now, 13, 12, 16.
In tribute to Stacey's mum, I thought I would play Stacey's mum.
Yes.
By the Fountains of Wayne, it's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. But on 13, 12, 16, after chatting to Stacey's mum, we have been asking if anyone would like to contribute for our Hit CQ baby shower, little Bo Timothy, who is going to be the child of Stacey.
Oh, and the child of Central Queensland, let's be real. He's all our kid.
Of course, of course. And we have had Cinta call through from Gladstone on 13, 12, 16. Cinta, have you got anything you'd like to offer our Hit CQ baby?
Well, my nan does a lot of crocheting, so she's actually offered to crochet and knit together a Hit CQ baby blanket.
Yes. Oh, that's so beautiful.
That's bloody adorable. right there.
There is nothing better than a handmade blanket for a baby, Tim.
Because the stitches are with love.
Oh, this is so lovely.
Are you sure? Like, this sounds like a lot of effort.
Yeah, does she knit fast?
Oh, she can. She's knitted a blanket for me, and I will take it everywhere I go. If I need to house it anywhere, it comes with me.
Right, okay. Well, first of all, can we request that it's in the Hit colours? Is that doable?
I can make sure that it's doable.
All right, let's not put pressure on that. She's helping us.
And the other thing is the baby's due the 5th of June. So do you reckon if we put a time frame on her of less than a month, she'll be able to get it done?
She'll be fine. She's got heaps of time.
Yeah, get it,
Excellent.
Awesome. We really appreciate that.
I'm going to grab your number. Stay on the line and we'll get in touch with you in a couple of weeks to pick up the blanket.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
No, thank you, Vince.
Tim, we don't have time to get to another call, but Kim has also called up from Gladstone and said that she wants to donate some baby clothes. She actually makes baby clothes.
Well, her and her business.
Yeah, and so she wants to give us some baby clothes for the Hit CQ baby.
All right, we'll give her a buzz back.
Yeah.
Awesome.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, one of our favourite Prime Ministers, Prime Minister before you and I were even born.
Sure.
Bob Hawke.
Bobby Hawke, great Prime Minister.
Admitted into hospital over the weekend. Everyone was a bit worried about old Bob.
Yeah. I believe he took a bit of a tumble.
Well, it turns out he's got a bit of a condition in his feet that mean he wobbles a little bit, which means he's prone to falls. And over the weekend, he had a bit of a fall, hit his head.
Poor fella.
So they decided, let's rush him to the hospital, just have as many checks as we can.
That's a scary thing to happen to anyone.
Yes.
Like, and a lot of people deal with it, so I can't imagine what it's like with that.
Absolutely. He's 88 years old, spent a couple of days undergoing tests at Sydney Royal North Shore Hospital after he was admitted on Saturday, and he has been released today.
Good.
The family is saying he's doing really well and it won't stop him from going out and walking about
and
again.
And sculling beers like an absolute champion. Obviously, you got to drink responsibly, but YouTube Bob Hawke,
I mean,
in his finest.
I think he did like a pint in under 10 seconds.
All right, let's not highlight. It's a different skill. Some
Show
people
me that, Malcolm.
Some people are doctors, some people are scientists, and Bob Hawke was a great Prime Minister who could absolutely chuck them back.
I feel like we should have that add that to the test of when you become a Prime Minister. Like you're not allowed to run until you do the Bob Hawke test.
No low-carb beer. And if you say, I'll have a cider, please, immediately out of the race.
Out of the running.
Unfortunately.
You can check
out. It's good to hear that he's going well.
Yeah, we are sending our love to Mr. Hawke. You can check out that story as well as everything that's trending right now at hits.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
3, 2, 1.
You can do it!
Tim and Jess's 8-week challenge. Thanks to newmanfitnesssystems.com.au for all your group, personal and online training solutions.
That's right. We are 3 weeks into our 8-week fitness challenge with Newman's Fitness Systems, and we're joined in the studio by Captain Payne, aka known as Brett Newman, the man in charge. Thank you very much for joining us, Brett.
Thank you. Morning.
Good morning. And we really want to focus on something that's really beneficial to a lot of the people doing the challenge at the moment, is these classes that you've got across the week. They're different types of classes.
They are.
Can you run us through exactly why you've picked certain days and why you've put out those classes?
Yeah, so what we found was, ideally, we'd love to see people in the gym lifting weights. Doing resistance kind of training 3 times a week is going to give you the best results. And the difficulty that we had was allowing time for that to happen. Obviously, with one-on-one personal training, it's significantly more expensive. So the thought process behind it was exactly that. Let's incorporate number of weight training classes each week so we can get people in there three times a week as a minimum lifting weights. And then the other classes are more traditional cardio, so we're burning the fat. And then we've got some high-intensity interval training classes as well. So those guys are scientifically designed to preserve muscle and burn the most amount of fat in the shortest possible time. So essentially got three different options that you guys can choose.
And the cool thing about Newman's Fitness Systems, Tim, is if you can't make the classes or your one-on-one PT session is just not enough for the week, they've got the app as well. Can you tell us a bit about that, Brett?
Yeah. So we spend a lot of time and money developing this app, and we can basically program any kind of program that we would normally do. But it's perfect for people, like you say, that can't make the classes, but also the FIFO guys as well. So there's a lot of people in industry around here, and they can't necessarily come in. They might be doing a 4-in-1, 3-in-1, or whatever it is, drive in, drive out. So we do have clients all over the country, which is great, and that's exactly what it's designed for. So NFS Weight Loss Specialist. You can find us at the App Store. Look it up. Yeah.
And I think it's fantastic because it really covers all different types of people because everyone works out in their own different way. Some people like one-on-ones. Like I like one-on-ones. A lot of people like group classes where you can sort of sit in a group. Or if you can't make it into gym, there's home as well. So it's really covering all the bases.
Yeah,
fantastic.
That's the great thing about the app. You can choose from a home workout or a gym workout. So if you have access to a gym
at your home,
or like an access to another gym somewhere not in Gladstone, then you know you can use the app and it gives you, it's almost like a personal trainer on your iPhone.
Yeah. Well, we're very excited because next week it is officially going to be halfway, so we'll do a little weigh-in for ourselves, a bit of an accountability, but
yeah, we might check in and see how Tim and I are going so far, how much we've lost.
Oh, yeah, that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank
Brett Newman there from Newman's Fitness Systems.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
Needed to change the show up a bit because some breaking news coming out of Poland, my seventh favourite country.
Not often a sentence you hear on this show.
It's my seventh favourite country to report news from.
Sure.
Western Poland.
What's sixth?
Botswana.
Sure.
And you will get that tomorrow because obviously it takes preference over Poland. But at the moment, I don't have any Botswanian news. So, at the moment in Poland, unfortunately, there's been a truck rollover. Everyone's fine.
Good to hear.
Closed four lanes of the main highway.
Whoa!
And a truck carrying 12 tons of chocolate has spilled all over the highway.
Oh, my God.
Now, Jess, I've been on Webjet, I've been on Flight Center, I've been on Hello World. I can't get tickets for us to go to Poland.
not to get there before the cleanup's over.
Yes. I've seen it on the news. It's breaking news, obviously. So there's lots of footage coming through. The best part is, like, because Poland's a very beautiful country when it's not snowing all the time.
Yeah.
And you see this truck rolled over on the highway, everyone's standing around it. Just tons and tons of chocolate smeared on the bitumen and then these beautiful background hilltops and stuff like that.
Imagine the first scene of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory where he brings them to the chocolate river.
Yes.
That's what it looks like in Poland at the moment.
That's where the truck was going. I'm assuming he was going to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory's factory. He was on the way there, but unfortunately, due to whatever reason, the truck's turned over. And look, a bit of bitumen. You just lick it off the ground. Mm. You'll be sweet, mate. Bit of bitumen never hurt no one.
My cat Chandler would be in on that like Donkey Kong.
Just those quick cat licks that they do. Just unfortunately I couldn't get us tickets over there. Mm. But I think if we just go and station ourselves out there, you never know, it might happen again.
We could just go spill chocolate out on our bitumen.
I haven't got 12 tons on me. I've only got about 6 tons of chocolate at my house, so if you can bring forward the other 6, we should be fine.
Mate, I can try see what I can do.
That's it. That's teamwork right there.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.